Grief 3. I pull the chicken meat from the bones, cube the meat, boil the bones to broth. I try not to think about our 16 laying hens, how we called them by old-fashioned feminine names, how we praised them every time we pulled a shit sticky egg from under one of their feathery bums. It wasn't until I saw the internal organs of a dissected bird, all those eggs clustered and glistening like resin grapes, that I considered how a hen has every egg she will ever lay inside her all at once. Before that, I'm not sure what I thought. In high school, I learned that at 20 weeks, a female fetus has already developed its reproductive system, replete with millions of ova. I was always within my mother. Even before she was born, my daughter was always within me. I can't believe I don't get to live in a matriarchy when I failed to protect our hens against the young raccoons that would strike in broad daylight from beneath the burdock's splayed leaves. We brought home 5 ducks, 3 magpies, and 2 runners. I named one of them Susie Quattro because she was so cool, mottled black like a well-worn biker jacket, long and lean. She was my first mercy killing after a coyote left a gash in her neck. Now my heart might seem hard when I tell you, I even once brought my daughter to slaughter meat birds in my neighbor's backyard because I thought she should know how much food really costs. 30 chickens in all, fattened for 3 months, each of them good-natured and unsuspecting. Their healthy feathers gleamed like church glass in the sunshine. After all that bloody work, we ended up giving the meat away. I couldn't get her to eat chicken for a year. To think ever since I was a fetus in the womb, I have been dragging my daughter through it. Like that time I made her help me bathe my mother because I hadn't seen her naked since I was a child, and I was afraid to be alone with her modesty and her pride. So my daughter helped me guide my mother's bare backside onto a metal chair beneath the shower head, my mother, as vulnerable as any plucked thing. We scrubbed at her until she disappeared, and it was just me and my daughter in that room, sudsing the disembodied expanse of a rosy thigh, back, breast, armpit, as water poured out over the tile, my daughter and I, laughing so hard as she confessed that one day she intends to put me in one of the nicest old folks' homes in the city.